This is Scott Becker with a quick podcast on five thoughts for recessions. The World Bank noted this weekend that they think we're heading for a global recession, the depth of which they're unsure of. So here's five notes to what to do in a recession. Let's say you're a small business owner. This is the time to excel with your best customers, take care of them well. Let's say you're an employee. This is the time to do great at your job, to not be thinking about all the other things, all the politics of the job, but do great at your job to perform well. So take care of your customers, take care of your job. Second, build an emergency fund or reserve. So no matter what you do, we're a huge fan of 3-6 months in cash in case you lose your job, so in case you got some backup, some cushion in case you're in a recession. Same thing with a company. You know, several months or a year's worth of reserves in case business turns the wrong direction. Third, we're a huge fan, and we're very conservative by nature on a business perspective. Easy on debt and expansion. Easy on taking new debt. We're huge fans of paying down debt. Of course, in a coming recession, you got to be careful keeping enough cash on hand while you pay down debt. So it's a mix of both. But generally, in the long run, reducing debt we view as a positive thing. Fourth, laser focus on your profitable growth areas and your great customers. Laser focus on taking care of those and building out those. Fifth, go easy on hiring. We're a big fan of headcount. There's a great concept. Headcount walks on 2 feet or cost walk at 2 feet, which is a concept that headcount is expensive. So go easy on headcount. Go easy on hiring. Watch care. But you have to also take care of your best people because they're always going to be pursued by others. So take care of your best people while you go easy on hiring. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. What a pleasure. This is the podcast for CEOs of private equity and venture capital funded companies. Thank you very much for listening.